Ghost Zone by Marty Ross.
Down out here.
Just looking up at the stars.
Stars?
I love listening to you and Mum shouting down the phone at one another, but a girl can have too much of a good thing.
I was being shouted at for letting you stay on to see the end of that film.
Crap movie anyway. These stars are much more interesting.
It's the same stars above your mum's house. Come on, let's go.
Wait, I just want to see
Heather?
I've been watching those stars up there go out, one by one.
Now, a passion for astronomy is a wonderful thing. But so is saving your father from your mother's wrath, so get your stuff.
Look! Can't you see? Can't you feel the air, that tingle?
You have school in the morning.
I had a dream last night.
I'd fallen asleep with Marilyn Manson on your headphones, I'll bet.
I was sitting here, just like this, on the swing, looking up at the stars.
Ah, great. It'll be your mum again.
Someone stepped in front of me in the moonlight.
Hello? Jill, how did I know it would be you?
And I saw it was me, looking down at myself.
Yeah, she's right here. She disappeared out into the garden, that's all.
Did you ever have a dream like that? Dad?
We're going to make tracks right now.
Dad, look.
Hey, spare me the possessiveness. She's my kid too.
Dad!
What the... What? No, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's okay, sweetheart. It's just a shooting star hitting the atmosphere.
Dad, that's no shooting star.
No, it isn't, is it? What? No, it's nothing, Jill. No, I'll call you back. Okay, Heather. Come on, into the house. Now! Quickly! Okay, just get in here. They're over there, away from the windows.
Dad, what is it?
I don't know. Just get over there, now! What? Your mother, I assume. Did she ever take no for an answer? But get back there, Heather!
Look at the light!
Heather, will you just get back?
Dad!
I see.
The TV! The light!
I see!
What do we do, Dad? Dad!
Oh, come on, Dan. Pick it up. Oh, at last. Right, now listen.
Can you hear me? Jill?
What's going on?
There's something...
Dad! Look!
Dan? Heather?
There's something up there.
What?
In the sky. Can't you see it, your side of the hill? A light. Look out the window.
A light?
Huge, bright as hell.
Wait. Yeah, I do see something. Way over your side.
I think it's coming straight.
What? Dan? Can you hear me? Heather! Wait.
Close to the village of Inchbrae. No details at present on the situation.
Come
there.
On, tell me
but
something for heaven's sake.
Police in Tullacart are advising motorists to avoid the B674 until the situation becomes clearer.
What? Thanks a lot.
Meanwhile, tonight's sporting results. It was a good night.
Oh, what now? What is going on here tonight? Whoa! What in the name of...
Go back, all of you! The road is closed!
Wait a minute! I have to get...
I'm sorry! No cars past this point!
What's happened to you? I am finally up in Inchbrae!
And I have my orders! Turn around, please!
That cloud behind the hill, what was it? An explosion?
explosion.
Not for me to say.
My daughter is in that village.
Look, all of you, you're going to have to turn back.
Look. Is it a plane? Did a plane crash? Is that it?
Get back in your car now.
My daughter, my ex-husband, they're in the village. I saw a light coming down. My window's shattered 20 miles away. What is it? What has happened?
Get in your car and turn around now.
Get in the car. Okay. Okay.
Careful, she's going to... Stop, or we shoot her.
Dad!
It's okay, sweetheart. I'm right here.
That thing... It crashed down... Right out there.
There's nothing to worry about now.
The house.
But never mind about the house.
Oh, I'm hurt, Dad.
I'll stop it hurting. Just in a moment.
Who? Dad. Who's that?
Someone I love very much.
Mum?
No, sweetheart. Not Mum.
No.
No. You lie there. Everything's gonna be okay. I'll see to it.
Dad!
Dr. Granger, long time no see. Welcome to Scotland. Flight okay?
Quite a few, certainly. That's a hell of a dust cloud back there.
Isn't it just? So much for our hopes of keeping a lid on this thing.
Well, if things are as hot in there as I think, we ought to have the impact zone to ourselves for a while yet. They said you were flying up someone to guide us through.
Had a problem there. He's on ops in Afghanistan. Can't be here for at least another day.
We can't wait a day.
Well, there has been one stroke of luck. A local just got herself arrested at the roadblock. She guides trips through the mountains hereabouts. Got family up in Inchbray. I think it might be worth our while acquainting her with the situation here. But first, I think you ought to take a look at what's come through on the satellite. Hello there. Jill, isn't it?
What?
Captain Cairns. I think we met a couple of times, yonks ago. Your husband, Dan, he used to be a corporal at the base here, didn't he?
My ex-husband. I mean, yeah. Yes, he was. He left the army, moved to Inchbray.
Yes, a bit of a headache tonight, old Inchbray.
Oh, you're telling me?
Apologies for all this heavy mob stuff, the cell and so on. We're making things up as we go along tonight. How are you feeling?
You mean with God knows what happening to my child, plus some trigger-happy private shooting out the wheels of my car? Oh, not to mention 4 hours in a military cell.
As I say, I'm sorry, but we have a serious situation here.
How serious?
We are not sure yet.
Oh, you must have some idea.
We're working on it and need all the help we can get. We ran a security check on you. You're a mountain guide, aren't you?
So?
Scrambles up the local peaks, that sort of thing.
What has that got to do with any of this?
Please, come with me. Right, Jill, just through here.
This our mountaineer? What?
They don't all have beards and bobbly hats, it seems.
Please, sit down.
What exactly is this all about?
Sit down, Jill.
I want to know what's happened to my family.
We all want to know what's happened here.
Who the hell are you?
She's signed the Official Secrets Act.
I've taken her through all the paperwork, yes.
I only signed the damn thing so I could get some kind of answer off you. Now, what is going on?
Allow me to introduce Dr. Elizabeth Granger.
Oh, Beth, please.
Oh, very matey. Who are you?
Dr. Granger is an expert on the effects of radiation.
Radiation?
4 hours ago, all radar systems in this hemisphere went haywire for, 6 seconds?
6.75.
When everything came back online, something very big was plunging through our atmosphere. It impacted about a mile outside this village, Inchbray.
What was it?
We don't know.
One possibility is that it was some kind of ballistic weapon.
A missile?
Who'd fire a missile at Inchbrae?
No one we can think of.
We disagree on that hypothesis. This thing descended from too high up with no upward course tracked anywhere in the world.
Still, we can't be sure.
Well, my reckoning is it was a meteor, causing a kind of impact fairly frequent in Earth's history. It's just that the human race had the good luck not to be around on most of the previous occasions.
So, the villagers in Inchbrae, what's happened to them?
Good question.
Then answer it!
Jill?
Look, let me start by telling you how sceptical I am that anyone so close to such an impact could have survived.
They're dead.
Not necessarily.
What?
Why don't you step along the corridor with us?
Okay, one more prints out on the first one.
Any developments?
No, sir. Clouds closed over tight.
Well, let's just take another look at what did come through.
What is this? I just want a straight answer.
We don't have any of those. Not just yet.
Okay, play it back. Now, take a look at the screen here.
Just a tick.
Now, this is very quick, so watch carefully.
Here we go.
There. Freeze it.
What's that?
A satellite image, taken about an hour ago.
Of an area 1 mile from the impact point. A slight shift in the dust cloud gave us a couple of seconds of visibility.
It's the village. Inchbrae.
It does seem to be.
Look, it's still standing. Doesn't even look damaged.
No, it doesn't, does it?
The people there, you think they're alive?
I think we should get in there and find out. Sharpish. We've got a squad of 60 men suiting up right now. But before they go galumphing in, we need a smaller team to scout ahead. To find a route through the mess that's been made of the landscape.
We have in mind a team of three, about an hour in front of the others.
And Dr. Granger has volunteered already. I'll be in command.
And where do I come into this? Oh, let me guess.
We need a mountain guide.
Now scan through those pictures of the outer cloud, will you?
Sure thing.
And take a look. These other pictures suggest major landslide damage to the valley road.
And a helicopter isn't going to be able to navigate beyond the dust cloud's edge.
And the granite of these mountain passes ought to offer a more solid footing. You must know every one of them backwards.
But you do think they might still be alive.
We have to get in there, Jill, at first light. That's the only way we're going to know.
And we need to know fast.
Right. So, let's get ready.
Take you more than another couple of miles, sir.
All right. And let's check all this hardware.
It's that hardware in your pack I'm most nervous of.
And just don't go patting me on the back.
What's that?
A little bit of extra equipment. Quite safe at the moment.
From the look of things down there, we're set for a bumpy landing.
Look at it. Forests knocked flat. Cratered fields. Look! A farmhouse. What's left of one?
Our people have checked this area, Jill. If anyone could have been got out, then they're out already.
But we're not even in the cloud yet.
It's the classic Tunguska pattern.
What?
The Russian meteor.
Yes. Tunguska, Siberia, 1908. Last time the Earth took a meteor hit on this scale.
What happened to the people there?
It was the middle of Siberia. No towns or villages in the impact zone. Maybe the odd hunter or nomad tribe. It was 20 years before any investigation was made. They found this damage pattern.
But did they find anyone living?
After 20 years? Maybe there was no one there to begin with.
Well, there's people in this impact zone. And I hope you're not going to be distracted by marveling at patterns among fallen trees.
Hey, just get us in there. I'll show you the difference I can make to anyone stuck in this mess. It won't be the first time.
Dr. Granger.
What's it?
We're coming in to land. Let's concentrate on the matter at hand.
equipment okay?
Check. Radiation sensors?
Bright red on mine.
Jill? Yeah, check.
Okay. Enter the dust cloud. Let's orientate ourselves.
It's what you'd expect. Debris craters, trees, rocks, bits of fence thrown around. Is that sheep? Yeah. Dead sheep. We can expect to be wading through a lot of them. It's like the moon.
The moon in a pea soup fog? What about those points of orange glow? Flames?
Yes. Scraps of tree. Other vegetable matter. Still on fire.
We're going to need to be on infrared. Where the valley twists round the hill. There seems to be a lot still burning.
That's our landslide. What about the hills here? Jill, there's a saddle. There was a saddle up there between those two. I don't know. Looks like a lot of tumbled rock. The easiest contour lines over there. Used to be, anyway.
Wait. I'll set down one of these beacons. Now then. That's it.
High-tech trail of breadcrumbs.
More or less. Lead the way, Jill.
Half-hour climb.
You okay back there? Dr. Granger?
I'm okay. Okay. Mountaineering wasn't part of my PhD. We're almost there. Just here, it should level off. We can pick our way down to the valley on the other side.
Let's have a stop here. I need to fix another beacon. There.
All this rock here. It's odd.
Odd?
With a meteor impact, I'd expect to see fragments that were plainly non-terrestrial. And this is all Highland granite.
What's that?
It was just ahead through the pass here. Rock slide? Dunno. Thought I saw... This infrared, it blurs everything. Wait, there's something.
What?
Something moving. What is that?
What did you see?
I don't know. It went...
Get back!
What is it? I don't know. All these rocks, I can't make out.
There!
No, don't shoot! What was it?
Heaven knows.
It was a stag.
What?
A stag. Monarch of the Glen? That's impossible. A stag couldn't be galloping about it in this atmosphere. Then it was an impossible stag. Come on, we need to get to Inchbrae. Now. Oh, wait a minute.
I take it this is our crater.
Whatever it was, it landed here.
What do you reckon to the width of that thing? Couple of football pitches?
Take a look at the depth. Down there. That's where the real answers are. Oh, watch yourself. The ground here, it's pure ash. There must be some meteor fragments around here.
Ooh. Get a hold of her!
Wait a minute. I'm okay.
Get away. Oh. The Come on, back here.
Oh, all right. Let's just mark the site for future reference.
Gotcha.
I know where we are. Under this ash, burnt heather. This was the grouse moor. Inchbrae should be just this way.
Jill! Wait! Dr. Granger, please!
I'm coming. I'm coming! Oh, damn it!
Be careful!
The dust cloud! So thick down this end of the valley. Are you picking up anything with your infrared?
I thought I saw something. Oh, for heaven's sake.
What?
My radiation sensor on the blink. Wait a minute. Oh, that's it. Anyway, yeah, it was over. Oh, no. There it goes again.
Well, my sensor's okay. Still red as a... Oh, well, there's mine gone.
I think the radiation has to be still off the scale. Now the Geiger counter's bust.
What?
How come two sensors and a... What about your sensor, Jill?
Well, take a look. Still giving me the red eye? No. No, it's not.
Just let me step past you. Well, there it is, working again. Let me try the counter. Now that's working too. Let's see what happens when I head back your way. Oh, there they both go, sensor and counter.
What does that mean?
It's like a borderline. One side a high count, the other nothing.
Which means what? No radiation this side, or just duff equipment?
Four separate pieces of equipment can't all break down at the same spot, can they?
Wait. The cloud, it's clearing. Is that sunlight?
Looks like grass.
Grass? Yeah. How's this? Inchbrae, nothing's picking up any radiation.
No, not a rem. Even this dust on our suits, no reading at all. It's like, I don't know, instant decontamination.
Luke, listen. Birds! Birds! It's all right!
Jill!
Jill, keep your helmet on!
Oh, that sweet Highland air.
Put the helmet on, straight away!
Try taking yours off. See how good it feels.
Still not picking up any radiation. Maybe it's worth a try.
Dr. Granger, put your helmet back on.
Every indicator we have says there's no radiation. And what do you know? Feels like a nice morning.
Dr. Granger, you are jeopardizing this operation.
I'm a scientist. We proceed by experiment.
Well, I'm not walking around here without a helmet.
Good. You can be our control.
You're what? Damn it.
What is going on here? Hello? Anybody here? Well, the village is still standing. Just don't seem to be any villagers in it.
Place hardly looks damaged. Just sitting here in this weird light. The dust cloud all around.
Those houses look like they've taken a beating.
You think so?
Looks like it to me.
A meteor blasts out that crater we saw a mile up the road. And there's a few broken windows, the odd injured garden gnome.
Look, it's Inchbrae. It survived. That's all that matters. Come on, we've got to get...
Get down! Get down! Over there!
No, don't shoot!
That wall there! The churchyard! Get over it! Now! Down here! And this too! Behind it!
They're frightened. They must think we're God knows what. We have to let them know that we're friends.
Maybe you could pop into the vestry and put on the kettle.
Kettle's already boiled. Drop the gun, whoever you are.
Dan?
Either, sweetheart. I never did care for your choice of friends, did I?
Dan? Dan Collins? It's me, David Cairns. Captain Cairns. We met once or twice down at the base at Tullochcart.
Captain Cairns?
Yes. Sorry about the confusion.
You're not Cairns.
What?
Step over here, Jill. Away from those other two.
What's going on here?
This village is looking after itself. Drop your gun, Captain, whatever you are.
Maybe I'll hang on to it.
Lads, right here, Dan. Farming community, Captain. They're not short of guns. Less flash than yours, but they'll do the trick.
Dan.
Drop the gun. And the pistol, too. Jamie, lad, pick them up. Good. Our formalities concluded. Let me welcome you to Inchbrae.
Dan, what's this all about?
Invasion. You two, move.
Ghost Zone by Marty Ross. Jill Logan was played by Gay Ann Potter. Dr. Beth Granger by Joanna Tope. Captain Cairns, Sandy Nielsen. Dan Collins, Simon Tate. Heather Logan, Leslie Hart. Soldier, Stevie Hannon. And the Technician by John Paul Hurley. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Bruce Young.